I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, May is the month for Cape Cod Maritime Days, and there are several events and opportunities this weekend connected to the ocean, including getting a bird's eye view.
And that could be from the top of a lighthouse. And there are different chances this weekend on the Lower Cape to climb inside some of the historic lighthouses there. From 6 to 8 o'clock Friday night, visitors can go up Highland Lighthouse in North Truro for a full moonrise sunset climb that will offer a view over Provincetown and Cape Cod Bay. Daily climbs there are going to be offered from noon to 4 p.m. through May 24th. Then there's going to be expanded hours through the summer. Then on Sunday, the entire light station at Race Point Lighthouse in Provincetown is going to be open for tours from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for Mariner's Day. They've got transportation and refreshments provided there. And also down at Nauset Lighthouse in East Ham, that will be open for tours from 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday as well.
For a different connection to the sea, keep an eye out on Saturday for Pirates in Bourne.
Well, the Bourne Historical Society and what's called a local band of pirates is going to host a day of activities for the 8th Annual Pirate Festival. It's a family-friendly event and is going to include a chance to bounce in a pirate jail, swing at a pirate pinata, participate in pirate crafts and games, as well as walking the plank, digging for buried treasure, and getting fortunes told. Guests are encouraged to dress like a pirate so they can march in the pirate parade and also join in some fun with Rocking Ron, the friendly pirate. Organizers warn that there will be loud noises, including cannon fire. So that's all happening from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday at the museums at Atuxet, with a craft fair beginning at 10 a.m.
The Academy Playhouse in Orleans is trying to recover from some financial troubles, and one of its first events for a new season will be a storytelling night on Saturday.
The Lower Cape-based Mosquito Story Slam is going to bring its live storytelling series to the Academy, and they're asking people in the audience to tell true, personal, 5-minute stories related to a theme. Appropriately for the arts organization trying to get back on its feet, the first theme is New Beginnings, Fresh Start, and then they'll be back on June 22nd with a focus on Best Laid Plans. Sign up for Saturday is at 7 p.m., with stories at 7:30 p.m., and organizers say some adult language is likely and alcohol will be served.
Artists in Sandwich are getting ready to show off their work this weekend at a 2-day arts show.
And it's not just visual artists who are going to be there this year. The Sandwich Arts Alliance has expanded this 2-day members show beyond the visual arts to include musicians as well as authors and poets. They'll have works by dozens of local artists in various media, including jewelry and fiber art, and those are going to be on display and for sale there, and then musicians are going to be playing both days. They've got one 12-artist presentation that's going to pair visual art and poetry, and then another exhibit is called Empowered Women, and that's featuring works by women either new to art or returning after an absence with statements about their stories. The festival's going to take place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, then noon to 4 on Sunday at Sandwich Town Hall, and admission is free.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.